Good evening, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 18th of September, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm on my way home at the moment. I'm stuck in a traffic jam about 2 minutes away from my office building. There's a lot of roadworks going on at the moment, and they've got temporary lights in and all sorts, and it's all a bit of a nightmare. But I have good news. I have been hinting for a little while that some things are happening that might make my work-life balance better or that might make me feel happier about work, and everything has finally gone public today. So I can reveal that as of the end of October, I will be going into a job share, which is really very exciting. My current working pattern, I've tried to explain before, but it's rather complicated. I work the hours of a four-day week, but I work slightly longer hours each day to allow me to work a seven-day fortnight instead of an eight-day fortnight. So I work 8 hours a day, Monday to Thursday 1 week, and then Monday to Wednesday the following week. Which was always a kind of a compromise position. When I came back to work after my maternity leave from having David, I really wanted to do a three-day week. And unfortunately at the time, the role that I went for, and my boss wasn't happy that the role could be done in that time. And so we reached a compromise position of this four-day a week with a funny working pattern, which was, you know, our efforts to get the best for me and the best for the business and make the most out of what we could do. And it's not really been working for me. The long days mean that I'm dashing out of home in the mornings. Sometimes I don't get to see the kids before I go out. Well, I usually see Catherine because she wakes up at very early times, but David is sometimes still in bed when I go to work. And when it gets to the evening, by the time I've done my hours and I'm on my way home, it's close to bedtime, so I barely see the kids in the evening. And I'm finding that 4 day week means that I've only got one weekday at home with the kids. And that's a Friday when I do David's swimming lesson, so I'm dashing around then as well. And I'm just, it's not the right work-life balance for me. But my boss has been hugely supportive. We've been looking for a job share partner for a while. Have found a lovely lady who is going to be based in London. So I'm going to have the challenge of making a job share work across different sites, because I, of course, work in Manchester. But it's going to be a good arrangement, I think, because she's just coming back from her own maternity leave. Excuse me. She's just coming back from her own maternity leave, and she's looking to work 2 days per week. So she's going to do Thursday, Friday. I'm going to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which gets me the 3 days a week, which would be perfect for me. I'm dropping down to 7 hours a day rather than 8 hours a day. So it's all good. It's all good. I'm very, very pleased about this. All goes into effect, like I say, the last week of October, which will be just after Catherine's half term. So I've only got a few more weeks to do of my current working pattern, which is great. It's great to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And now I've just got to start worrying about how we make sure there are smooth handovers and everything goes well in terms of the job share, so that it feels like one person rather than two of us not knowing what the other is doing. So that's my next challenge. So if there's anyone out there in Audio Boo Land who's ever done a job share and has got any hints and tips on how to make a job share work, I would be really grateful to hear from you, because I've got no previous experience of this, and neither has the other lady who I'm going to be sharing with. So whilst we have some ideas of what we'll need to be doing to make sure that we are keeping up to date with each other, it would be good to know if there's any sort of best practice or hints out there of people who've done this before. So I am driving home feeling very positive, very happy about this change coming, really looking forward to a better work-life balance, spending a bit more time with the kids. It's all going to be good. Thanks all, and I will boo you again soon. Bye.